Hockey, basketball, and baseball are dominating today's top five list, and there's some names that might surprise you. Which cards are going up the most? We'll tell you now. Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to another Top 5 Tuesday. On a week when there is so much happening in the sports world, you've got the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, some fun baseball series, and even the NFL's schedule being released. How is all of this affecting card prices? It's having a big impact. I'm going to show you in just a minute. And of course, today's Top 5 is sponsored by Whatnot. Whatnot has awesome live auctions every day and night, starting at just $1 for packs, boxes, breaks, singles, and more. Here at Cards HQ, we are live on Whatnot with three different channels every day. We'd love for you to join us. Scan that QR code on your screen or use the special link in our show description below, and you're going to get $15 in free credit when you sign up for a Whatnot account to use here at Cards HQ or on any of Whatnot sellers. Okay, let's start today by taking a look at the overall sports card market with the Market Pulse by Market Movers. Over the last 7 days, the SCI 500 index of 500 of the most prominent sports cards has moved down a little bit more, down almost 1% over the course of the last week. We are still up a bit on the year overall, but we are entering a little bit of a swoon period here with football cards, although we're seeing certain basketball cards and hockey cards and baseball cards certainly heat up. No surprise, the best performing category of sports cards over the last 30 days is basketball from 2018 through 2020. Of course, there's names of guys in there like Luka and Jalen Brunson and, of course, Anthony Edwards that are causing those years of basketball to be big time on the rise, and that is helping the sports card market overall. But now let's break down the cards that are going up and down the most. It's time for today's Top 5. We're starting today with a cold card, as we do every week on this show, because it's a reminder that sometimes even the hottest cards can turn cold and can come back down in price. And unfortunately, that has happened with Austin Matthews. This is a tough one for all of those Toronto Maple Leafs fans out there. Man, Toronto just feels a little bit cursed. Such a great hockey town, yet can never get that deep in the playoffs. It's been a long time for Toronto. And Austin Matthews, their star, had an incredible regular season. He led the NHL in goals with 69 goals. He didn't quite get to that 70 mark that everybody was hoping for, but 69 goals, that was 12 more than the next closest player. However, they did not get it done in the playoffs. They were down 3-1 against the Bruins in round one. They did come all the way back and tie it up 3-3, but they ultimately lost in overtime in game seven. This is just more disappointment for Toronto fans. They are used to it at this point, unfortunately. And of course, what this means is disappointment for those who are holding Austin Matthews cards from a price standpoint. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. I've got two of his 2016 Upper Deck Young Guns. I've got it in PSA 10 and PSA 9 on the screen. You can see the graph over the last 30 days, what both of these cards have done from a percentage standpoint in the market. Of course, Austin Matthews has a lot of other coveted cards too, like his SP Future Watch Autos, but not many of those have sold over the last 30 days. People are probably not wanting to sell those now because they know they'll go down in price. But these Young Guns are transacting. And if you look at the details over the last 30 days, you can see that the PSA 10 is down about 23%. The PSA 9 is down about 29%. That PSA 10 specifically, 30 days ago, that card was selling for $1,230. Most recent sale of that card, $951. And the PSA 9 has gone from $636 down to $453. So an unfortunate slide for Austin Matthews and for the Maple Leafs. But now let's talk about cards going up. And we're starting with our investment card of the week. And this week, it is none other than Michael Jordan. Now, it goes without saying that there are very few players whose cards could be considered better long-term investments than Michael Jordan. And there's a lot of Michael Jordan cards that have done really well in the sports card market over the last year. Today, I'm going to share one of my all-time favorites. It is the 1998 Skybox Molten Metal Fusion Michael Jordan card. It's a really unique card. It is laser cut with little holes that make it just really, really neat. And then it's got the athlete's portrait bold on front of the card, standing out in a different color. Let me show you what I mean here on the screen. So these ones that we're looking at, these are the Fusions. There were 250 of these made. These are numbered to 250. And you can see, you know, his portrait there in the background with those laser cut holes, the beautiful image of him standing out, really, really sharp, especially when you see this card in person, how this card pops. By the way, there's also a version of this card called the Titanium that's numbered to 40. Those are unbelievably rare to find. You almost never see them sell. There is one for sale right now on PWCC in their premier auction. It is going to set you back probably six figures, or, you know, a lot of money if you're going to go after that card. These number to 250, the regular Fusion, are a little bit more affordable. They're still very high-end cards. And as you can see, over the last year, they have been inching up in value, but there's only just a few sales of these cards. They don't transact very often. But the BGS9 of this card currently sells for around $14,000. 1 year ago, it was selling for around $12,600. So that is a nice little increase over the course of the last year. And the BGS8 of the card most recently has sold for around $7,700. And 1 year ago, it was selling for around $4,300. So we've seen some really, really nice increases with these cards over the course of the last year. And being such a limited run, such a beautiful design, one of the most sought after cards from the 90s, these will probably continue to go up. Now let's turn to the cards of players playing today. And in the number five spot on today's list, it is Shota Imanaga, the starting pitcher for the Chicago Cubs. Now you may have heard of Yamamoto. He was the big signing out of Japan in this offseason, but it has actually been Imanaga who has been utterly dominant thus far in 2024. He is 5-0 with a 1.08 ERA and 43 strikeouts in 41 innings pitched. In fact, his strikeouts to walk ratio is 8.6. He truly has been the definition of intouchable. Now, if you tuned in to the 2023 World Baseball Classic, you probably remember Imanaga's name from there because he was the starting pitcher when Japan beat the U.S. 3-2 in the championship game. So far, Imanaga only has one rookie card, and that is in 2024 Topps Chrome Black. And you better believe that is going up in value. Let's take a look here in Market Movers, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. I've got three variations of that 2024 Topps Chrome Black on the screen. We've got the Refractor. Those are numbered to 199. We've got the Green. Those are numbered to 99. And then we've got the Gold. Those are numbered to 50. Love these Topps Chrome Black cards, by the way. What do you think of these card designs? Let me know in the comments. I think these Topps Chrome Black are really, really well done. You can see over the last 30 days, all three of these moving up steadily in the market. In fact, they're all up anywhere between about 19% and about 61%. The Green 30 days ago was $75. Today it's selling for $121. These are all raw condition, by the way. The Refractor 30 days ago was $50. Today it's $70. And the Gold 30 days ago was $157. Today it is selling for $188. Not bad. Those would have been pretty nice cards to pull out of Topps Chrome Black. Let's turn to hockey for the number four spot in today's countdown, and it is Wyatt Johnston, the center for the Dallas Stars. The 1-seed Dallas Stars currently lead the Avalanche 3-1 in the Western Conference semifinals after a decisive 5-1 victory in Game 4. And at the age of only 20, Johnston has been a key component to the Stars' playoff success so far this year. He has 7 goals, including 2 goals on Monday night, which probably are only going to help his prices further rise from what you are about to see here on the graphs. Let's take a look here in Market Movers, and you can see how these cards have been going up. This is his 2022 SP Authentic Future Watch Auto card, numbered to 999. I brought it up here on the screen in PSA 9 condition and in raw condition. There's not enough sales of it recently in PSA 10 to graph, but in PSA 9, there's a few sales. In raw, there's several sales, and you can see how they've been inching up in the market. Over the last 30 days, the PSA 9 is up 11%, but there hasn't been a sale on that about a week. So probably the next time that sells, it's going to be up quite a bit more. The raw is up 42%. That raw card 30 days ago was $202. Most recently sold for $288, where the PSA 9's gone from $249 30 days ago to $278 as of a week ago. And when that sells next, it's probably well over $300, I would imagine, at this point. It's been fun seeing the postseason success for the Stars and Wyatt Johnston. Now let's go to the number three card of the week, and it is Luis Arraez, the second baseman for now, the San Diego Padres. If you watched last week's top five cards, you probably remember that our investment card of the week was Tony Gwynn. Well, Luis Arraez has been compared often to Tony Gwynn, and it's kind of fitting now that Luis Arraez was traded recently from the Miami Marlins to the San Diego Padres, because that is, of course, Tony Gwynn's longtime team. And Arraez, a wonderful hitter, had won the batting title both in 2022 and 2023. But this season, he started out slowly, hitting just 194 through his first nine games. But since then, he has righted the ship, and he righted it in a big way. He's hitting a 308 so far on the season. He's brought his average up to that, and 344 through eight games with the Padres. So this recent surge in production, along with his trade, has caused his prices to go up. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. I'll show you what I'm talking about. These are his 2017 Bowman Chrome Prospect auto cards. By the way, nice signature. Give him credit for that. I like the big swoopy signature there. We're going to look at this card in PSA 10 condition. We're going to look at this card in raw condition. We're also going to look at the refractor version of the same card, number 2499, in raw condition as well. And you can see what all of these are starting to do on the chart here over the last 30 days. They are definitely heating up. These cards are up anywhere between 21% and 292% over the course of the last 30 days. The PSA 10 of the base Prospect Auto 30 days ago was $182, most recently sold for $220. The raw card 30 days ago was $46. Recently, there was a sale of $180 of this card in raw condition. Maybe that one was a really well-conditioned card. Hopefully, whoever bought that thinks they can get a PSA 10 on it. And then the refractor, 30 days ago, we were seeing sales of that card in raw condition for around $58, most recently sold for around $122. So as Arraez's performance has gotten hotter, so has his cards. And let's go to the number two spot today, because it is another baseball player whose performance, well, at least through one game, has been absolutely incredible. Paul Skenes is in the number two spot on our countdown this list. Of course, you know Skenes was the first overall draft pick in the 2023 Major League Baseball draft after an absurd 1.69 ERA with 15 strikeouts per nine innings with LSU. Well, he just made his Major League debut for the Pirates on May the 11th, throwing a total of 84 pitches in four innings. He hit 100 miles per hour 17 different times and became the first player age 21 or younger to record at least seven strikeouts in their Major League debut since 1907. What a debut it was. Now, the Cubs did manage to score three runs on him in four innings, so there is that to note, but certainly people are incredibly excited about his power and what the future may hold for his pitching. All of this excitement about his debut has his cards going up. Let's take a look here at Market Movers, and we're gonna look at several of Skenes' cards from 2023 Bowman Draft. We've got his base card in PSA 10 condition. We've got his first auto card in both raw condition and in PSA 10 condition. We've got his refractor card in raw condition, and we have his sapphire card in raw condition as well. But you can see from the graph, all of these are headed in the same direction, which is up and to the right, which is what you want to see when you were looking at the value of sports cards. All of these cards are up anywhere between 12% and 102% over the last 30 days. His PSA 10 of his base Bowman Draft Chrome card has gone from $95 to $183 as of the most recent sale. That's a huge increase. The raw of his auto has gone from $233 to $267. The PSA 10 of his auto from $521 to $584. The refractor in raw condition from around $20 to around $42. And the sapphire in raw condition has gone from around $38 to now $71 over the course of the last 30 days. It's time for today's number one card of the week. But before I give it to you, let me remind you that all of the charts and graphs from today's show are from Market Movers. Market Movers is the ultimate way to track everything going on in the sports card market and to track your own collection. You can try it for free. Just go to sportscardinvestor.com and click on Market Movers in the main menu bar, or go to the App Store on your phone and search for Market Movers in the App Store, download the Market Movers app, and get started today. Okay, here we are. The number one card of the week. Guess what? He's back at the top of the list again. Anthony Edwards continues to remain our number one card of the week, perhaps record-breaking with how hot his cards have been over the last few weeks. Now, you might be a little surprised because, of course, the Timberwolves did lose the last two games. They are now tied with the Nuggets 2-2 in what looks to be a really, really good series. Perhaps whoever wins this series goes on and wins the NBA championship. But Anthony Edwards is not the reason why they dropped the last two to Denver. He's the reason why they are in this position to begin with. He's been performing like a superstar, averaging over 30 points per game and shooting almost 55% from the field throughout the course of the playoffs. And in game four, which they lost just the other night, Anthony Edwards scored 44 points on 64% shooting. It was unfortunately his teammates that didn't seem really ready to play in that game. Anthony Edwards did his part, and all of this postseason domination continues to do big things for his card prices. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. Look at these graphs on the screen. Now, they have cooled off a little bit. You can see they're on the right side of the graph. They've cooled off a little bit in the last couple of days since they have dropped their last couple of games. But for the most part, if you look over the last 30 days, these things are still have been an absolute rocket ship, and they're still holding pretty strong overall. And the cards that we're looking at here are a bunch of his 2020 rookie cards. We're looking at his Hoops in PSA 10. We're looking at his Optic in PSA 10. We're looking at his Prism Base in PSA 10. We're looking at his Donruss Base in PSA 10. And then on the higher end, we're looking at his Prism Silver in PSA 10. And all of these cards have accelerated like crazy. Over the last 30 days, they're all up anywhere between 131% and 296%. That Hoops card is up 296%. It's the least expensive of the five. So oftentimes the least expensive card is the one that accelerates the most from a percentage standpoint. 30 days ago, you could have been buying these Hoops cards for $25, for less than $25. And today you can turn around and sell them for around $100. Why weren't you doing that? Hopefully you were doing that, because what an incredible rise to go from $25 to $100 over the course of the last 30 days. That ain't bad. But his other cards are doing great things too. His Optic was $55 30 days ago. Today it's over $200. What a rise that one has had in PSA 10. The Prism has gone from $122 to $305 in PSA 10 condition over the last 30 days. The Donruss from $52 to $119. And the Prism Silver, sit down, ladies and gentlemen. The Prism Silver 30 days ago was $632. Most recently sold for $1,480. That is an $848 increase. An $848 potential profit flip opportunity over the last 30 days. Hopefully, you were buying Anthony Edwards before he got hot, and hopefully, you're flipping now that his cards are hot. Or hey, maybe you believe he's going to go on and win the title and then some, and you just want to keep him in your collection, and that is perfectly fine as well. What a season it has been, particularly a postseason it has been for Anthony Edwards. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please give it a like and a subscribe, and make sure to go get Market Movers. Go to sportscardinvestor.com, click Market Movers in the main menu bar, or download the Market Movers app on your phone. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next time. Take care.